Welcome back to Farm Talk from Kansas City this week, National Association of Farm Broadcasting Gathering. Our report's brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. From Nebraska, good to see you, Lynn Crisp.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, but I'm currently serving as chairman because the 1st of October we've rolled over the positions with officers and Kevin Ross is now serving as president, but still part of the executive team.
So is it good to kind of take that hat off?
My year as president was an extremely busy year then, tackling big issues for the National Corn Growers Association and our membership, and things have slowed down a little bit for me, and I have welcomed that.
Which meant you were able to get in the combine and finish the harvest.
Huh? Yeah, South Central Nebraska, where our farm is located, had a really pretty good year from planting right on through harvest. Not too many delays, and we had a pretty good harvest in our area.
The headlines during most of your year as president of NCGA was a couple of four-letter words, SRE and RFS. Frustrating for a lot of corn growers.
Yeah, ethanol and demand for corn propping up our markets is something that the National Corn Growers Association is working on all the time. And the small refiner exemptions, when they finally came through then and 31 waivers were granted, then really riled up the folks in farm country, because that was a third tranche of lost demand, and it was something that really pushed a lot of folks right to the edge.
So do you see that changing now, because it's under the microscope and it's out in the open, and Administrator Wheeler might, do you see a change in the forecast there?
Well, it is a situation in working with this administration, then, that President Trump has said over and over again that he's a friend of the farmer then, and he's doing a lot of things for farm country. And that is true in a lot of regards, but this is one of those big issues then that has created a rub. And he directed the EPA then to engage in a supplemental rule then to address the exemptions, and we're in that 30-day comment period right now. What will come of it, you know, at the end is still unknown, but we've made our voice loud and clear as to what we think ought to happen. And in order to make the RFS whole, we think that the exemptions that have been granted over the last 3 years should be accounted for then, and worked through the process over years to come in a three-year rolling average. And we're still going to advocate for that until the rule and the ink on the supplemental rule is dried. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So all farmers, but especially corn farmers, can still comment on this during the period.
Yes, and that is true. And we are encouraging all of our membership then to go to the NCGA website then, where they can click on a link and make that comment real easily. We made it easy to do, and we are really in need for the membership to step up one more time on this issue then during this 30-day comment period.
All right. Can we do the same for USMCA? Let's get this trade deal, the North American trade deal done.
Yes, that's something that we've been wanting to see happen for more than a year now, and that's hard to believe. But the negotiations with the House Democratic Party then being in control of the House and are working through a few of those issues in compliance and labor and pharmaceuticals, and those are all issues that are beyond farm interest for the most part, and we'd like to see it done, and we are prepped, primed, and ready to go here as soon as we can get some implementing language and the clock started in getting it done. Hopefully that'll happen before the end of the year. That's what we're looking for.
Well, it seems like, Colin Peterson and Chuck Grassley are both saying it's going to happen.
The discussion, the visits to the offices, on the Congress side, on the House side, those visits, for the most part, are fairly positive, you know, but we're still just dealing with those final few issues then in order to get the ball rolling here to get it done. Yeah. We firmly believe if it comes up for a vote, it'll get passed, and should without too much difficulty, but there's a process here, and we just have to get the implementing language on the floor so that we can go to work on it.
Alrighty. Lynn Crisp, Nebraska farmer, now the chair of the National Corn Growers Association. Thanks for the work you've done for all of the past number of years, and wish you a good 2020, a lot easier of a growing season than 2019 was.
Yeah, we hope it's a better year for our membership all across the Corn Belt here, and surely it will be. We'll continue to keep up the good work as far as the National Corn Growers Association goes.
All right. Well, a few thousand guys are thankful, so thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm glad to do the interview. It's been a pleasure representing the corn growers as president and now as chairman.
Yeah, all righty. Lynn Crisp of Nebraska.